What a special Monday this is, the 2024 WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon. And I am with Karen Dahlstrom, Mary Flint's daughter. We've heard a lot from Mary and a lot more to come, but we're so glad to have you here, especially with your mom having ovarian cancer. Your uncle recently died of cancer, and you had several friends with cancer too, as many of us have. Karen, talk about the need to watch for symptoms, not to ignore them. And before we came on, I said, I don't know if it's more a guy thing than a gal thing, but we tend to ignore symptoms, or let's see how it plays out. And then all of a sudden, 6 or 7 months go by. Yeah. What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. And it's not surprising in Aledo that Mary Flint volunteers me for lots of things like this.
Can you believe that? Yeah, I know, I know.
Always happy to come tell our family's story, but more so echo how cancer has touched so many families. So talking about early detection, I think one thing that I admire my mom for a lot of reasons, but I think part of the reason that she's here today is because she did not ignore her symptoms in 2017. Ovarian cancer a lot of times can go undetected, and she had some very minor symptoms at a time when my grandfather was in hospice. She could have waited till grandpa passed away to go to the doctor.
Right.
But she took her own health as a priority and went to the doctor. And I still remember sitting in Iowa City with Dr. Bender, and he said, Mary, if you have waited 2 to 3 more months, your outcomes could have been very different.
So literally just waiting another 30 to 60 days or longer can make the difference.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've really tried to take that with me as a family member now, where when my doctor talks to me about screening tests and things like that, I'm going to stay on schedule to really kind of honor my mom in that way, and also try to be aware of my own body and take those symptoms into account.
How has going through this journey, Karen, with your family members and cancer changed your perspective in terms of daily life and thinking about all of those things we want to do in the future?
Yeah, it definitely, well, number one, it does, I think, spotlight organizations like the American Cancer Society and how we can give back and support people who are going through this. But beyond that, I think, just taking every day that you can and really not knowing what tomorrow might bring.
That's right.
And, I've had 2 uncles now that have passed away from malignant melanoma, and, watching their journeys, they're no longer with us, but it really does make you very thankful for those caregivers who surround you and those services that are offered as you're going through that journey that you don't wish on anybody. So it's those recommendations again from the doctor, it's those tests, it's those screenings, it's exercise, diet, all these things that are so hard to do, but really trying to honor those people who have been through that by making those right choices for myself while I can here while I'm in my 40s. So
very, very well said. And of course, we're putting out the phone number all day long, 582-5666. Anyone out there, Karen, who you'd really love to hear from or who you'd urge to drop by, call with a donation, pledge?
Well, not surprisingly, I've already heard my dad's been here, so I shouldn't say him, but I would challenge. I was excited to hear, I think one of mom's updates right now was Adam Sossman. He was one of my high school classmates, class of 2000. I think, again, sometimes you can consider cancer or other health-related issues being things that affect people who are much older than us. But those of us who are in our 40s and are starting to have kids and, we're the ones who are going to have to keep all these initiatives going. So I would challenge my classmates in the class of 2000. I could name a lot of them, but I won't name them all now.
You don't have to call them out yet, right, depending on how the donations continue to come in. I love that. Karen, thank you so much. What an honor and a pleasure to have you here today. Thanks for spreading your message. It's so important.
Thank